And you always have a friend in Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
brother.
In Jesus.
No more banter. Ruddy Mysterio says here. Wait, I got to give myself slight more bass. It's. I told you this before. It's my version of having the host chair slightly higher than the right. guest chair by putting slightly more bass in my voice.
And you make my voice sound funny.
Yeah. Which one's you? Are you Hello? On that? Yeah, there you're on that.
Are things lighting up and everything?
yeah, they're lighting up.
I'll
put you back on normal.
Okay.
So
you put the suave and handsome enhancement to my voice.
Yeah. Right. Okay, a little bit
go.
More.
There we go.
And
enough of that banter, and now on to better banter.
Such as.
We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about
Radio Mysterioso.
It's not up loud enough. It's Radio Mysterioso, and we are live again this week. Were we live last week? Yeah, Walter was here. And as promised, over certain channels, Mr. Fab from Music for Maniacs is here. Longtime friend of the show and an incredible inspiration to me. I haven't been gathering the weird music over the last few months, I think, but Mr. Fab has continued. And welcome back.
Thank you so much. I believe this is my 7th appearance. I was
wow.
counting. Yeah, have I set the Radio Mysterioso record yet?
You might have.
For most
appearances. Maybe. I'd have to check.
Woohoo!
Do you want to... we were discussing cold opening this. Do you want to cold open it, or do you want to talk about what we're going to play here? It's Music for Maniacs, if you didn't know, which you should listening to this show, is a strange, weird, outre, outsider music site, which does not post, play, or approve of anything that is
that
signed.
Normal people
would. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, and boy, almost in my 9th year of posting the world's most obscure music. And since this is Radio Mysterioso, we're going to start off blasting into outer space. Coming up soon, an actual song sampling alien abductees. But first, we've got Elton John the way he was meant to be played on big old Moog synthesizers.
All right, here we go. As long as I haven't used a turntable in years, at least these turntables. Let's see what happens.
It's like riding a bike.
There it goes.
We'll be right back.
3 minutes. And then it went off. And I felt as I was getting a very, very roll of input of words that I couldn't understand.
It looked like it ended there. It looked like it had about 3 minutes left. So that was Richard Pickman with Me Again. Mr. Fab was saying, I bet you know who that is. And I was saying, yes, I think I do know who it is. It was, and I've played him on that track, that recording on the show before. It's Herbert Shermer. Oh, your mic. I'm sorry. There we go.
So the actual spoken word that got sampled, you've played that recording.
Yeah.
And this guy, Richard Pickman, actually sampled it and made a song out of it.
Yeah.
And you knew the actual date from when this event happened, allegedly.
I guess I should tell you a little bit about myself before I get into the experience that I had. And he didn't say the name. He just pointed.
It's from a TV documentary,
and now
I guess.
Back to UFO, fact or fiction. And now, Herbert Shermer picks up where he left off a moment ago when he was telling us about being briefed by the commander of a flying saucer outside Ashland, Nebraska in December 1967.
The purpose that we're here is to get electricity. And there was another being standing a little distance away.
Okay, well, that's enough of that.
Do
you want to introduce the next one or hold it again?
Okay, and you said that was 1966?
66 or 7, I think. The Herbert Shermer abduction, yes.
Okay.
He was a highway patrolman in Ashland, Nebraska, and he saw something sitting on the highway. He stopped. All he remembered was something taking off and going away, and then he was regressed. So this is a really, really early abduction thing.
Wow.
It wasn't really an abduction because they just kind of took him onto the ship, showed him around, and said, we'll be back, and then that was it.
No anal probes.
No, at least nothing he remembered. You know what? If he was regressed now, that he probably would have remembered that.
Right.
Actually, because they'd probably be pushing that.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Anyway.
Ow. And
track 8, here we go.
Okay, we're going to listen to going to a completely different direction, but still kind of in the electro-funky vein. How about the hip hop rascals, bunch of little girls, ages 5 to 10.
Ooh, perfect.
And they made a rap album. They rap.
No, sorry.
Oh, silly because this ugly boy right here named Tom.
Your breath stinks.
Your soul.
You need Listerine.
You need all the Listerine in the world.
You need a Tic Tac in your backpack. I don't like you. You don't like me. We're doing ziggy zaggy. Let's fight too. You don't know how I feel. You just make me crazy. You just make me ugly.
You're so weak. You couldn't even take your teeth.
I don't wanna talk to you no more because you make me crazy every day.
I just took a ride in a silver machine.
And I'm still feeling me.
You want a ride? See yourself going by the other side of the sky. I got a silver machine. It flies sideways through time. It's an electric light. It's your zodiac sign. I got a silver machine. I've got a silver machine. Full, not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. There's no reply.
Bye. there's a girl with the prettiest legs. She wears green Bermudas every day. From the back you ought to see how she sways. In those crazy Bermudas. In those crazy Bermudas. She wears crazy Bermudas. She wears crazy Bermudas. They're so snug, man, she looks out of sight. She wears green Bermudas every night. When I see her, everything seems alright. Dig those crazy Bermudas. Dig those crazy Bermudas.
Thank you.
Well, it's Radio Mysterioso. We got some background here from the WFMU Locked Groove album, which Mr. Fab will talk about. And since this is kind of his show today, why don't you do the back and outs?
Well, thanks, Greg. Hey, maybe you could surprise us at random points by dropping the needle. What this album is, it's a vinyl record, and there's like, I don't know, 30 locked grooves, meaning you set the needle down randomly and it's stuck. You know, it's an intentionally skipping record. So all the sounds are designed to sound good skipping. So throughout this last set, we've been playing some of the locked grooves. The album is called Running in Place. And you can only get it if you, I think you have to get it off the WFNU website. They're an East Coast public radio station. And you've been hearing those lock grooves thrown in, listening to stuff. Well, that was an all doggy set for you animal people out there. Canine. Oh, no, the last thing we heard was Caninus.
Yeah, it was Brindle Is As Brindle Does.
And that's a heavy metal band with pit bulls as their lead singer. They sampled their dogs. And in a similar but less ear-wrenching sense, the band K9 Fusion did a song called Dirty Dog Love. This was a CD that was for sale at a pet store I was in, and the guy sampled his dogs, and he claims that the dogs are playing all the instruments. Like, he set a bass guitar down, and the dog hit it, and he looped it. You can hear the dog banging away on the piano. Allegedly, only the drums are played by the humans. Maybe. I wasn't there. But there's a video, if you want to look on YouTube, for K9 Fusion. And some early sampling music, Musique Concrète, from Spike Jonze and his City Slickers version of the Dean Martin classic. Memories are made of this. Using those, maybe the same dogs that Don Carlos used for Jingle Bells. Maybe they use the same sound effects record or something. Probably made around the same time in the 50s. Preceding that, the king of the song poems, Rod Keith. And we've talked about song poems on this show before. In the 60s and 70s, Rod Keith would play any stupid lyrics that random people sent in if they had the money, and he would set them to music. And his son is a jazz saxophonist, Ellery Eskelin, and he sampled some of his dad's records, including the thing called Green Bermudas. So it sounded like two records going at the same time. It was the Rod Keith song poem, and then his son starts blowing sax, and there's a woman named Andrea Parkins who does electronics on it as well. Pretty crazy stuff. And hey, gotta have some Shatner. What's a radio show without the Shatman? Joined by Wayne Kramer of the MC5 doing the 70s rock and roll classic Silver Machine, originally by Hawkwind. Do you know much about Hawkwind?
Not a lot about them, no.
I really like them. They're so-called space rock.
Not in a car, you let me be. Not in a car, you let me be.
Is that what does for the whole side of it?
We could let that go all night.
Greg's... That one's good.
Oh, okay. Good background drum.
Where's that coming from? There's a short somewhere. Go ahead.
Hawkwind are awesome. They were this sort of real-life Spinal Tap goofy...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I get this, like... image of like silliness and almost incompetence and I don't know.
They would take two chords and just pound away for 10 minutes and throw in all kinds of electronic effects and goofy outer space themed lyrics, stone hippie punks with album titles like Warrior on the Edge of Time.
It weakens me.
Okay, what do we got
if
now?
I'm talking to you, and I don't blink, and I just keep going. And I don't blink. And I keep on going. And I keep on going.
Sounds like Michael Caine.
I keep on going.
I was
going to
say that.
And I keep on going. 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 And I keep on going.
Okay, I'll talk.
And I keep on going.
What do you want to know?
Oh, yes, I got to tell you all about the Miracles doing Ain't Nobody Straight in L.A. Okay, now you probably know the big 70s dance tune, I'm Just a Lovin' Machine and It Don't Work for Nobody But You.
Yes.
Big Motown hit. It was on an album that sold a million. And buried on that album is that song, Ain't Nobody Straight in L.A., which was like 1973. There had never been any songs in the mainstream about, you know, mentioning gay people. So that had to freak out. It was apparently a pretty controversial song. Freaked out all the Midwestern teeny boppers who just thought they were getting a groovy disco record. So so good for the Miracles, good for Motown. Apparently it was culture shock after they relocated from Detroit to L.A. Midwestern boys hitting the Sunset Strip at the height of the glam rock era. Wow. Blew their minds. Speaking of mind-blowing, Everybody Dance With Me, my favorite Bollywood tune from Bappi Lahiri.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Love it. He's famous for ripping off... he's very prolific, and we know how. He just rips off other songs. I was playing one of his albums... And
what year was that? That the thing we played.
Everybody Dance With Me.
What do you think, maybe?
70s, I think. Because he's actually still around. I think he's still composing, perhaps. So, I was playing one of a tape of his that I bought at a Indian Pakistani shop.
So it's basically a mashup.
Yeah, a live instrument mashup. You may have noticed in Agata de Vida, you may have noticed a bit of the Trog's Wild Thing.
This is still this locked groove record. I'm switching tracks as Mr. Fab is doing the back announce.
It's called Running in Place. So, yeah, I was playing this Bappi Lahiri tape for some friends, and one of them said, hey, that's a Rush song. Apparently he just ripped off a Rush riff on one of his other songs. So, what do we have? Oh, more locked grooves. Oh, that's right. We had Da Hip Hop Rascals, the 5 to 10-year-old Harlem girls. They've got their own album out, and the song was called I Don't Want You No More. And the song sampling the alien contactee was called Me Again by Richard Pickman. That just came out. That's a free download off Bandcamp if you want to look for that on your internets. And Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra and his Mighty Moog did Rocket Man. So... do you know about the band the Tiger Lilies, Greg? Well, you're going to know now because...
Okay, I do not recall. I don't recall, just like you don't on your Senate microphone.
Yeah. The setup in the studio now makes me feel like there's like the long table with the mic and the chair, and I feel like I'm answering questions at a Senate hearing. Do you now, or have you ever been... Well, anyway, the Tiger Lilies are a trio from London, England, and this is just one of my favorite songs. It's one of the greatest records ever made. It's from a kind of a concept album about bestiality called Farmyard Filth, and the song is called Hamsters.
Shop I no longer I'm left to reminisce of my moments of bliss, when with hamsters I had my evil ways. I love a little hamster up the rectum. I love a little hamster up the arse.
Se acabó, mano. El rock se acabó. Se acabó. El rock se acabó. so lonely, baby. They are so lonely. They are so lonely. They could die. Now if your baby leaves you, then you got a sad tale to tell. Take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be so lonely. You'll be so lonely. You could die.
Wow, that was incredible. reminded me of the, is that the Finnish or Swedish Elvis guy?
Oh, yeah, Elart Pilarm.
That's right.
I think he's the Swedish Elvis. Yeah. Yeah.
This was better, though.
Well, it's a woman. You don't hear a lot of female Elvis impersonators.
No, not at all.
Amy Beth and the Hound Dogs, who actually has the nerve to charge money for this album. If you want to go on CD Baby, you can buy it and listen to her Massacre, Heartbreak Hotel, and many other Elvis classics. And, well, a good cover before that, the kind of cover we like. Ondo Tropica from Colombia, Sudamerica, doing Black Sabbath's Iron Man. And Greg is dropping the needle once again on the Running in Place Locked Grooves album. A whole album of skipping records. Okay, this might take a bit of an explanation. Bucktown Tiger doing Throw Your Paws Up. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break it to you, but there are people out there who like full-grown adults who like to dress up like animals. They are not theme park mascots. We're not talking the San Diego Chicken. They kind of get off on it. They have conventions. They're called furries. And there's even, like, furry porn, and they like to have furry sex sometimes. And there's a whole rap album by a guy named Bucktown Tiger doing Throw Your Paws Up, going out to all the furries in the house. That was kind of our animal set there because we had the tiger lilies with hamsters. Greg had never heard that one before.
I want to hear more of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me check my iPod here. Hopefully I brought up some more of their stuff. They're quite wonderful. They have many albums going back to the late 90s. They're all quite offensive in a hilarious manner. They were pretty controversial when they played out here at UCLA's Royce Hall, which is a subscription concert series. Lots of West Side L.A.
They played the PETA benefit, right?
Yeah. I don't think they played the Farmyard Filth album, but they did another one. And the UCLA Royce Hall series, it's like opera, it's like theater, it's fine arts. You get rich old people. The Tiger Lilies did not go over well.
I think the weirdest they got was they might be giants, I think. And what was it? They might be giants and the people from... what was the name of that magazine that used to come out, and it was different? They had a different format every time.
Op or Option? Was that it?
No, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, Dave Eggers was there, and They Might Be Giants, and that went over okay.
I saw Sparks there.
Wow.
And the elderly couple in front of me were confused, but they didn't leave. They sat there politely. But apparently they had a lot of walkouts, a lot of protests when the Tiger Lilies played. So you got to have a certain sense of humor to appreciate them. But great band. Yeah, that was kind of our animal set because then we had all those doggy songs before that. All right. Coming up, Greg has a very exciting bit of field recording. When you hear spooky organ music, it's from... a stalactite organ. Wow, how do we describe this? It's an actual organ that you can play on, built into a cave, and those stalactites and stalagmites, they're the organ pipes.
Yeah.
And I've got an album of theirs that I actually bought at the gift shop of the Museum of Jurassic Technology. There's a whole album.
Is that,
I think,
that Monty Maxwell Music
yes,
in the Caverns?
That's yeah. one, yeah.
That is apparently sampled.
Oh, really?
It's not somebody actually playing. It's not Monty Maxwell actually playing. It's sampled notes edited together. This is what somebody told
really?
Me.
Really?
I felt so ripped off when I heard that.
Well, there's all this dripping water, dripping cave sounds.
They've mixed that
they
in.
Just, oh, well.
There are dripping cave sounds in there.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is they might have taken out the sound of the mallets. There are rubber mallets that hit these stalactites to make a tone. Leland Sprinkle, I guess, owned the cave or had
He's
access
the guy who
to
built
it.
The organ.
Yeah, in the 1940s and 50s, I think. Mm-hmm. He went through the cave over a course of like 4 years with a carbide lamp probably on his head looking for stalactites that had certain tones.
Right.
And if they did, if it was really close but not exact, he took a belt sander to them.
And so he was tuning the cave, basically.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the stalactites that are being used in the organ, you can see where they're sliced off at the bottom.
Wow. That would not fly today. They didn't
no,
have those kind
all.
Of environmental regulations back in the 50s.
Yeah.
So Greg brought a portable recorder when he visited. It's like in North Carolina, right?
Luray, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
In the Shenandoah
okay.
Valley. Now, if they what is going on now is that for many years it didn't work. It deteriorated. Then a Dutch, I think it might have been a Dutch or maybe a Finnish music collective, asked the Luray Caverns people at their expense, the music collective expense, if they could restore it so they could play a song that they composed specifically for the stalagmite organ.
Wow.
I have to find that song yet, and I will play it, not tonight. But they restored it about 4 or 5 years ago. And though you can't play the stalagmite organ normally like they did, they have a rotating series of automatic songs that you push a button and it will pre-program play a song.
Like a player piano kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
thing.
Except it's the stalagmite organ. And it goes throughout the cave. I mean, it's not in one little room. They had to find things in different rooms.
Oh, I see. I was imagining like an actual organ with all the pipes lined up.
No, it's totally random. So some of the notes are coming from, hundreds of feet away.
Oh, wow.
So what
cool.
The tour consisted of a bunch of families, a bunch of them making noise, talking and screaming kids. So when the woman who was the tour guide first pressed the button, I didn't want to record it because there's just kids screaming over it. So a friend of mine that had been there a week before me hipped me to the fact that wait till the tour guide leaves, go up and press the button yourself.
Oh.
So
okay.
In this recording, it's a minute and 44. What you can hear, what you can hear actually is the sound of people in the background fading away as they move off. And when I felt that it was quiet enough, and actually my wife stayed for a few seconds and then she left, I stood there in the stalagpipe organ main room and listened to it by myself with the recorder. And I had a religious experience. Strangely enough, the song that they had programmed that week was A Mighty Fortress Is Our Lord.
Uh-huh.
Also known to most people as the theme to Davy and Goliath, the old TV show that Art Clokey did. Anyway, this is my recording of this great stalagpipe organ at Luray Caverns, Virginia.
Awesome.
There's the kids yelling.
Thank you. was Kitty from Kansas City. Sure was a pity she wasn't pretty. She's not so hard to see, she weighs 243. I hope she doesn't get much fatter, but if she does, that doesn't matter. Kitty from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so dumb, she doesn't know a thing. Why, she thinks that July the 4th is an English king. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, her brain is in a whirl. Why, she thinks that Babe Ruth is a chorus girl. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, she really is a dear. Why, she thinks that Ailey, Ailey is a college cheer. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Her name was Kitty, 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 Kitty from Kansas City. Sure was a pity she wasn't pretty. Hey, hey, I love her just because she's not the girl she was. She can cook and she can wash, but when she makes her love, oh gosh, it's Kitty from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so dumb, sometimes I almost cry. Why, she thinks that Sing Sing is a lullaby. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, it really is a shame. Why, she thinks that Muscle Shoals is a boxer's name. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, sometimes it almost kills. Why, she thought Rudy Valley was a place between two hills. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, she gives me an awful cramp. Why, she thinks that a Israelite is an electric lamp. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me.
Some talk recently about raising the speed limit to 75. That's okay with me, but if the volume limit goes up, then I'm in trouble.
blizzard of eyes. Wears a long outer shirt. Its magic can make many squeal. Thought from my doodling will heal. At times there's a rent in its pants. The wizard of Oz, cling close to its interior broom. Above the earth's surface, a zoom. Has no horse mare, but never be developed into any suit. Does its valuable knowledge change any truth when being watched from below by an unseen troop? The Wizard of Oz never produced haughty scamps, shimming old Mother Earth. Grand shielded wizard is old. Its wheeze could hike.
What happened at Fort Bragg on the beach of the sea? An octopus woman reached out and grabbed for me. Octopus woman, please let me go.
Octopus
woman, please let me go. The octopus woman lives out in the sea. She found her a darling the day she captured me. Octopus woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go. I should not have gone fishing down by that old Fort Bragg, where I met that woman, that green old octopus hag. Octopus woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go. I see octopuses, children, many galore. My wife had 100, and she just had 5 more. Octopus, oh man, please let me go. Octopus, woman, please let me go.
From a neighbor's yard and take it home with you.
Look out.
Mix your dough and put them in and wipe. when you wink your eye.
Oh, my.
You give the flavor right up your nose of a homemade chicken pie. Nigga, nigga, nigga,
bake that chicken pie.
It's mighty hard to wait
to see that chicken
good and sweet. A steaming on the plate. Nigga, nigga, bake that chicken pie and put in lots of spice. Oh, how I wish to goodness that I had the biggest slice. You may talk of watermelons and you praise roast possum too.
That's so.
But nothing beats the chicken pie when it's right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if that chicken am the one you had to feel.
Go away.
To guess his age and tender meat for you consent to steal. Nigga, 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 take that chicken pie. It's mighty hard to wait to see that chicken good and sweet. Steaming on the plate, chicka, bake that chicken pie, and put in lots of spice. Oh, how I wish to goodness that I had the biggest slice. Say, gal, speaking of chicken, an awful funny thing happened to me the other day.
Uh-huh. What is that, boy?
Why, I went in the store and bought a dozen eggs.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, and on one of the eggs was written a lady's name and her address.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it said, please write.
Yeah, well, did you write?
No, I didn't, because after I opened the egg, I knew by this time that she must be a very old lady. Bake that chicken pie. It's mighty hard to wait to see that chicken good and sweet. A steaming on the plate. Chicka, chicka, chicka. Bake that chicken pie and put in lots of spice. Oh, how I wish to goodness that I had the biggest slice.
I better put some of this
locked groove action.
Locked groove, yeah. Perfect.
That's a great one. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The most offensive record ever made.
I don't know about ever, but it's up there.
It's up there, yeah.
By our standards.
I wish I knew which album. It's called Bake Dat Chicken Pie by the vaudeville team of Collins and Harlan. There's a great series. I have a lot of albums on the Archaeophone label, and they're dedicated to specific years. Like one volume is 1908, one volume is 1922 or whatever. So check out Archaeophone. And that's an example of what was called a coon song, in which white or black performers sang these stereotypical...
racial songs.
Black humor songs. There's all kinds of ethnic stereotyping in early recordings from a century ago. You had, you know, the Jewish records, the Irish records, the German records where we sing, "Ya Mama." And
I have some of those. Yeah, I've played some of them actually. The other ethnic ones.
Yeah, and the coon ones. Wow, they have really not aged too well. I love that record just not because I'm a horrible racist person. I like to think I'm not, but I actually just really like it on a musical level. I like their intertwining vocal harmony, and I try not to feel too bad about that because the great Lenny Bruce loved that record too.
Oh, really? Did he actually mention it?
He found a copy of it in an antique store and thought it was so great that he would apparently play it during his stand-up routines and like sing along with it and stuff like that. So hey, and everyone loves Lenny Bruce, right? Come on. So I just try not to. If I'm listening to that on headphones, I try not to sing along because I don't want to get my butt
not
kicked.
Not out loud
on
with the window open.
When I'm on the subway, I don't want to get my butt kicked. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we heard a little one-minute instrumental by a group called One Ring Zero from New York that was called Lip Dog, and they specialize in not performing on normal instruments. You're not going to hear guitars or pianos or trap drums. Very obscure, sometimes invented instruments. And I've got one of the members, I've got a new album of his we're going to listen to next, we'll talk about. Octopus Woman, Let Me Go.
That was wonderful.
Song by... What do we got now?
That last one actually was a track. It wasn't the thing at the end of the record.
Right. That was actually one of the lock grooves on the Running In Place lock groove album. It sounded like a...
sounded like an inner groove going.
Yeah. I love that one. That was a good one.
Don't go to hell, second class. Don't go to hell, second class. Don't go to hell, second class.
I know that preacher.
Don't go to hell, second class. Don't go to hell, second class. Don't go to hell, second class. Don't go to hell, second class.
I'm sure I've heard some song that sampled that preacher. Anyway, Dick Kent, that was in a song poem. Again, someone sent in their lyrics, and he had to take the money and set it to music. So thanks to whoever the anonymous lunatic was who wrote Octopus Woman, Let Me Go. Before that, we heard a song called Wizard of Oz. Some of you may know about the phenomenon known as the Duplex Planet. There was a retirement home called the Duplex, and a guy started a kind of a magazine where he interviewed the elderly residents of it. And one of the guys was named Ernie Brookings. And in his 80s, he became this incredibly prolific poet and just wrote a million poems about every subject. And there was a series of albums in the 90s that set these poems to music. And that was the song Wizard of Oz. I think Victor Banana Band was the artist. Had a little bit of America's Funny Man, Neil Hamburger, in there, talking about the speed limit. And the very strange song called I Wish I Was in Tennessee, that's Tennessee Madonna and the Full Life All-Stars. Full Life is a activity center in Portland, Oregon for people with disabilities. And they had an entire album that sadly died in one of my hard drive crashes. I posted it on my blog, Music for Maniacs, a while back. If anyone has that, please send it to me. I miss it. And it's no longer up on the internet anywhere.
Well, this will be posted, so many people hear this over and over, and so you'll get some coverage, I hope, on that request.
Okay.
Did you ever hear I'm not going to play it because people get mad when I play it, the Neil Hamburger Final Relaxation CD?
I don't know. I've heard a few of his albums. What's that one?
It's him playing. It's a guy that sounds like an undertaker, talking about his method of final relaxation, which is basically relaxing so much that you die at the end.
Okay,
it takes about 20 minutes. So I'm not going to play it. So, I believe it's Neil Hamburger doing the voice.
Yeah, he does a few voices, and I'd love to see him live. If you people don't know Neil Hamburger, his routine is he's the world's worst comic, and he goes out on stage until, you know, basically everyone stops booing and yells at him to get off. Speaking of offense, I don't know why have I been playing so many really offensive records? I guess because they're funny. But
they are funny.
Rudy Vallee doing the incredibly cruel and insensitive Kitty from Kansas City.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hits on this record.
Yeah. Good stuff on here. Jim Leonard on the singing saw doing Bye Bye Blues. Jim Super Saw Leonard. Yep, that's the saw that you cut down trees with, and he plays it with a violin bow. And what do we have here?
Is my writing confusing?
What's above Jim Leonard? Oh, the Stalag Pipe Organ.
Yeah,
okay.
The Stalag Pipe Organ. Played by an automatic playback thing in the Luray Caverns.
Do we know the name of that song?
That was A Mighty Fortress Is Our Lord.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the theme to the Davy and Goliath kids show, which is a claymation Christian show.
Yes.
With this dog saying, "Hey, Davy." I think Goliath was the dog.
I don't think Jesus would do that. Did you ever see Davy and Son of Goliath?
No, but did Goliath die or something?
It's a parody of Davy and Goliath, and Goliath is like Son of Sam.
Oh.
And he tells Davy to go out and kill people.
Right. that's right. Son of Sam's dog told him to...
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, Davy, why don't you go murder that person?
Yeah, he goes and shoots these two girls that are kissing in a car because he doesn't like, because God doesn't like lesbians, I guess. Good job, Davey. They were laughing at you.
And the funny Christians probably would not get the humor. They go, wow, finally some family entertainment. Well, golly, the time is flying by.
Yeah, we got a half hour here.
Okay. Well, here's a new album that came out. I mentioned the group One Ring Zero, where they only play unusual instruments. One of the members is named Michael Hurst. He's got a new book and an album called Songs for Unusual Creatures. And the book is a picture book for kids all about... It's not your usual kid's picture book. Here's the doggy. Here's the horsey. It's all like things like the blobfish, the most disgusting creature on the planet. It's all these very... It's kind of like the animal equivalent of Music for Maniacs. All the most bizarre, bizarre, offensive, weird animals. And the album has a song for all the... every song is for a different bizarre creature. We're going to hear the song for the honey badger.
Oh, great.
Well, you like honey badgers.
That's right. I know honey badger doesn't really care, but we do.
Oh, well, okay. As I mentioned, he performs all on bizarre instruments, no normal instruments, so lots of things like theremin and homemade instruments, xylophones, and this is an instrument called the daxophone. The concept of the daxophone is kind of like, you know, when you stuck a ruler on a table and pluck and it goes like boing, boing, boing.
Yeah.
So that's the instrument heard here, the theme for the honey badger.
Mm-hmm. with a sword. Sex with flies. Why can't I have sex with flies? Why can't I
this way, folks, to the wildest animal show in the world.
Thank you.
Everybody has some weakness, and so have I. Something I long for, I'm mighty strong for. It's my only dissipation, I won't deny. You would never guess what brings me happiness. Oh, I'm just wild about animal crackers, animal crackers. Bears and tigers haunt me all day. And whenever I am at a swell cafe, say all I order is animal crackers, animal crackers. Firecrackers won't do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump. I just bit off a camel's hump. Animal crackers, I love you.
Thank you. equals make out. Why don't you come a little closer? 6.4 equals make out. How old you say you were?
16.
6.4 equals make out. Equals make out. Hey, when I called you last night, you said you'd be at the party. When I got there, you weren't there. What are you trying to do to me? Put me on a sick trip or something? You know something? I don't kiss on my first date. I know you're aware of it. Hey baby, you're everything to me. But did I ever tell you? I got a real crush on Karen.
It's Radio Mysterioso, and
it's real.
It's real, and we're back here with Mr. Fab. What was played in the last little set here?
That was Gary Wilson. He did one album in like the late 70s, early 80s, called You Think You Really Know Me, and it's an outsider music legend. Didn't sell anything at the time, but the outsider status of it made it a sought-after collector's item, and he finally returned to making music and doing shows after like 25 years, and I think he even had a new album come out recently. That was called 6.4 Equals Makeout. And the whole album is, as I was describing, it's kind of like this Steely Dan, you know, smooth jazz fusion pop, only with this obsessive psychotic ranting over it. Unique combination. Another outsider legend, Jan Terry, did Fax My Love, who was pretty well known in the early 90s due to her absolutely hideous homemade videos, which you've got to watch. Jan, T-E-R-R-I. And she recently reissued her albums. They're all up on like Bandcamp and iTunes and stuff like that. Irving Aronson did I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers from 1926, I think. And Greg wanted to hear more from the Tiger Lilies, again, from their Farmyard Filth album. We heard Flies. A whole, well, not the entire album is about bestiality, but most of it. Let's see. The Hoosier Hotshots with Washboard Stomp, with a tricked-out washboard that has all these horns and bells and whistles, and just one guy making all that racket. And Michael Hurst did Honey Badger, performed on an obscure instrument. I think it was the daxophone. And we've got more Locked Grooves from the Running in Place album. Fresh. And once again, Greg, this 2 hours has flown by.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now I got to go on FMU again. I got this job and they put me in charge of something, so I'm never at home where I just want to go, oh, let's go look for some weird music. So it's wonderful and refreshing to have you back on, play some of this stuff, and you've inspired me again. And, I hope there's a shorter time before you come back again.
I look for weird music so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. That should be at the top of the Music for Maniacs site.
Yeah. One of my slogans was called Blogging the Unbloggable. Well, it's been great. Thanks once again. This 2 hours has flown by, and I will hope to come back very soon. It's almost 10 o'clock, and we got to get out of here.
All right. Well, thanks again, Mr. Fab. The site is Music for Maniacs. Check that out, or we will play this louder and louder and louder and louder until you talk.
Record developed by Guantanamo Bay.
So, Roddy Mysterioso will be back. That one's good, too. We'll be back next week with probably a guest, but who knows? We'll see. Check out Mr. Fab's site, and he'll be back on again sooner than you think. And this will be posted within the next week, because the Roddy Mysterioso site is back up and working.